Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Today, it is episode 121 on our show today, our penultimate episode of the 2023-2024 calendar for Newman Jets Athletics. And today, a lot of great stuff coming for you as our spring sports are beginning to wind down. We take a look at some administrative side of things, visiting with one of my favorite Jets in Maureen Rowletter. We call her Mo. She is the associate AD here at Newman University, handling compliance as the senior women's leader as well. So we're going to have a great chat with Mo and just learn a little bit about her and what she does and the many hats that she wears here at Newman University. Plus, we're going to talk some spring sports, as promised, visiting with head softball coach Andrea Gustafson as the Jets softball team begins their final week of the regular season, actually today, with an afternoon set at Pittsburgh State, as they were originally scheduled to get that in action on Friday, but some impending weather this weekend pushed that up by a couple of days. So the Jets on the softball diamond starting their weekend swing here on a Wednesday. And then also a little spring update on a fall sport. One of the first sports that will be up and running once the new school year is going is women's soccer. And so we're going to catch up with head women's soccer coach Dylan Grunzel as he just gives us a little bit of an update on how the spring's been going for his team. They've been busy working in the off season, getting some spring match play in just to stay fresh and continue getting better. They've been in the weight room doing a lot of things, and they've also been involved in the community as well. And so he's going to give us a little bit of a rundown on what all that they have been up to and just kind of catch us up on all things Jet women's soccer. So a couple of great interviews on our show today, but before we get to that, as always, let's take a peek at this week's upcoming Newman Jets Athletics calendar. And it's crazy to think that this week we are wrapping up the month of April and heading into May. And man, things are winding down. It is crazy. Starting today, as we mentioned, softball. They are in action, traveling to Pittsburgh, taking on the Gorillas in a doubleheader beginning this afternoon around 1 o'clock. And they'll play those two matchups before heading on Saturday back to that same area, just the other side of the state line. And they will take on Missouri Southern in Joplin following the two games today in Pittsburgh at noon and 2 on Saturday afternoon. So the final four games of the regular season for the Jets softball team beginning today. Also, men's tennis in action this afternoon. They are hosting Harding University in one of their final matchups of the regular season as well. And also, women's golf wrapping up the MIAA Conference Championships here this morning and into this afternoon in Bolivar, Missouri. And so Coach Lon Flippo and the Jets lady golfers putting a bow on the first season under Coach Flippo today with the final day of competition from Bolivar, Missouri. Coming up this weekend, though, in addition to what we've already kind of discussed, starting Friday, the baseball team, they are wrapping up their regular season with three huge games at Emporia State. And boy, is there a lot on the line in this one. There's an absolute log jam in the MIAA baseball standings. And right now, the Jets sit just a game out of eighth place. And you need to be in that top eight to get into the MIAA baseball postseason. They're one game back. Emporia State right in that same spot with them, pretty much dead even. But the Jets could finish anywhere, depending on how this weekend goes, from 12th in the conference to 7th. So there is a ton on the line. So we'll keep an eye on that beginning, again, Friday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from Emporia. As Friday night's action at Emporia State will start at 6 o'clock. Saturday, they will be in action beginning at 2 in the afternoon. And then on Sunday, they will wrap up the series with a 1 o'clock first pitch. Also, Saturday, women's tennis in action as they will play host to Missouri Western State on Saturday early afternoon around, I think, an 11 o'clock start. Although, that's kind of a rolling start time right now, dependent on where the weather is at. Again, some inclement weather potentially in the forecast around the area Friday and into Saturday, so keep an eye on that. And then once you get into the month of May, things really thin out for sports. It all depends on postseason and where teams fall in the MIAA standings and where teams will end up and where they might play in the postseason. So keep your eyes peeled for that, and we'll discuss it all on our show next week, of course, to get you an update on where everybody stands as we wrap up the final week of the regular season in all of our spring sports. It's crazy how things have flown by so quickly. And again, we are now in our second to last episode of the school year. Our final one will be next week with episode 122 coming out next week. And man, I'm looking forward to the summer. I certainly am, but I'm not looking forward to the end of this school year. It's been a blast to kind of be the pilot, so to speak, of the JetCast this season, and it has been so much fun. But you know what's more fun than me talking about having fun? You having fun with some of these interviews. And let's get that started now. We'll begin on the administrative side and letting you get to know our associate AD for compliance and our senior women's administrator here at Newman University, and Maureen Mo Rowletter. Great interview with one of my favorite Jets. So don't go anywhere. Our interview with Mo is coming up next.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now over the phone by Newman University's Associate AD Maureen Rowletter. We know her best as Mo, and you've probably seen her around campus wearing one of her many hats, whether it's being the senior women's administrator or helping out with keeping score at basketball games or making sure that everything is nice and tidy in the compliance department. Mo, what would you say is the biggest part of your job?
At this point, Jackson, my probably biggest part of my job is compliance. We have to 375 athletes make sure they're eligible in all the right courses and progress toward degree, and lots of little reports to do throughout the year. So that takes probably 80% of my day.
Well, it's certainly a challenge, I'm sure, with that many student-athletes and on a campus as student-athlete-driven as Newman, but I'm curious how much that workload maybe has increased over the last couple of years with the transfer portal and different things and players coming in and going out and moving around, and I'm sure that adds kind of a level of difficulty to that job that maybe hasn't always been there.
Definitely has increased just even since COVID, when kids are having extra years to use. And now with the transfer portal, it's just like a revolving door. It's hard to keep up with, but we will move as the NCAA moves. Guess we don't have a choice.
Definitely, and it'll certainly be worth monitoring here moving forward, because I know that's still just an evolving situation, but we appreciate you and everything you do to make sure our athletes are good to go and hit the floor as soon as possible when they get on campus. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit as well about your experience, you know, in coaching and molding student athletes, not just in the administrative side, but maybe not a lot of people know this. You have quite a history in in coaching, especially in the sport of volleyball. So what did you learn in that experience as a coach that maybe helps you to better lead through the athletics department now in an administrative role?
I think it probably has helped a lot to have been not only an athlete, but a coach, in knowing what the coaches are going through and having a feel of what the athlete is going through. Just having an ear for them when they're going through some struggles and trying to give them other options, other ways to look at things. So I guess my years of experience has helped me in my current role.
Well, it's really cool to see how that has helped to mold you and how you operate now. And it's so fun, I'm sure, for you to have this role here at Newman, where it's probably a little extra special for you being an alum and having played sports here yourself. Does that give you a unique perspective, do you feel like, in your position, having not only went to school here but been an athlete as well in the student athletes that you help? I mean, I feel like that adds an extra layer to your experience and how you're able to better serve them.
Well, definitely makes me proud to be a Jet, especially how we've grown over the years since I was a student here. I was really excited to go into the NCAA and see our programs advance and see the type of athletes that we can produce. So that's been really rewarding.
And you've been around here in your role now for close to 20 years at Newman. So you've seen the growth of the university in exponential ways. And as you mentioned, kind of making the jump from NAIA to NCAA in the Division II ranks and into this new era now in the MIAA. How has maybe Newman University and athletics here at NU changed or evolved in that time, and how are we moving forward still?
I think the MIAA was a huge jump for us. It's a great conference. We need to grow into it ourselves with our facilities and our athletes, but it's a great goal to have. And you know, anytime we win a game in the MIAA, it's a proud moment for any of our sports. So we just keep trying to grow, try to look forward to someday getting our facilities up to par and the way we envision them.
Absolutely. Again, we're joined by Mo Rowletter. She's the associate AD here at Newman, as well as the senior women's administrator and handles a bunch of different other things, as we mentioned. But Mo, I did also want to ask, you know, with everything that you do, I mean, you have done everything from keeping stats to you are in charge of the Hall of Fame committee and all these different things that you help with at Newman. I mean, do you have a favorite part or a favorite role that you do? We talked about what you do the most. Is there one that you enjoy mm-hmm. most of all?
Actually, I enjoy the variety. I don't do the same thing every day because besides Hall of Fame, it might be the SAC group, which I direct, and it's just a different challenge every day, so it's never tiring or boring. But anytime I get to work with athletes and students, it's my favorite part. So that's probably the best part of this role, is the many hats that I get to wear.
Absolutely. And in addition to your hats at Newman, I mean, you wear quite a lot of hats at home, I know, with four sons and now 11 grandkids. I mean, you've got all your kids here at Newman, but then you've got a bunch of little ones running around that you get to keep your eyes on back at home. What's that like to have a bunch of little ones that you keep track of in addition to your 375 Jet grandkids?
They're the joy of my life. Make that 13. We have 13 grandkids, two on the way.
Oh, wow.
So I'll have to update that stat. but we have about two of our boys live in town and two are out of town, so we don't see him all the time, but it's crazy when we do. But I love that part of it. Being a grandma is great.
Oh, I bet. It's such a cool thing to see, and I'm sure that kind of helps also with your aspects of your job, kind of that motherly figure around campus as well. I know a lot of people look up to you and how you've helped to lead this athletics department. But Mo, I've got a couple of personal questions just to let our listeners, our Jet fans, and student athletes and parents that listen to this show get to know you even more. So if you had to pick your favorite sport to watch here at Newman. We do a lot of things, and we do them all great now at the Division II level. What's your favorite environment to watch a game on campus?
Well, my personal favorite, of course, is volleyball, just because I've been a part of that world for so long. But my boys play basketball, and that's probably be my second. That's why I like to do stats at the table, just because I can be right in on the game and right in with the action. So that's those are my probably two favorite.
Well, now, my next question is, in the busyness of this job, I mean, I know there's really no days off for you, but especially in August through the end of May, you're go, go, go all the time with everything we've got going on campus. How do you relax? How do you kick your feet up and maybe enjoy your time in the downtime that you do get?
We do get away. We go see our grandchildren. Go to the beach in Florida. That's how we relax and get away from it. My husband and I both like to garden, so we spend a lot of time outside in the summer and in the springtime. But the summer is much more relaxed and low-paced here. We can plan for the next season, and then we're ready for the students to come back in August.
Well, I didn't know you had a green thumb. Maybe I ought to pick your brain a little bit, because last spring I planted a whole bunch in my backyard, and most of it died. So I'm going to need some pointers, some help moving forward. But you also mentioned planning ahead, and I know that can be a big aspect of what you do. And we're talking right now on the JetCast about the seasons winding down and coming to a close. That to me means you're already looking ahead to the next calendar in 24-25. What's maybe the biggest thing you're looking forward to in the year to come still?
I think probably just getting everybody's schedules on the calendar and see what the year looks like, what kind of competitions we have coming up, and what new recruits are coming in, because we are daily signing new students for different teams. So it's always exciting to see, you know, those who graduate and then see those new ones that take their places.
Awesome. Well, Mo, I appreciate your time so much and for taking time out of your busy schedule to get to visit with us so we can get to know you just a little bit better. The last question I have for you is for those new Jets incoming, and we add more and more almost every day right now. If you could give a new coming Jet one piece of advice on how to make the most of their time here on campus, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to get involved in other things. Not just your sport and not just other sports, but go to the theater, go to the clubs, clubs as in Newman clubs, not out to the clubs. Just get involved with other athletes and cultures and learn as much as you can about people.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Mo, for taking the time to speak with us. I look forward to seeing you next. It's always great when I get to bump into you in our busy schedules. But again, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you bet, Jackson. Thank you.
Mo Rowletter, she's the associate AD here at Newman and the director of compliance and our senior women's administrator, joining us here on the JetCast. We'll take another quick time out and be back with more right after this on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider, pleased to be joined now over the phone by head softball coach Andrea Gustafson, who has been quite the traveler with her team of late, making a couple of long road trips this last week, going to the Kansas City area to face William Jewell, and then flipping to the other side of the state of Kansas and getting to Hayes, and then into Nebraska with Kearney as well. Coach, have you gotten to stretch your legs from these long road trips? Because you got another couple big ones coming up this week.
Yeah, I feel like we've barely had a couple days, you know, off the bus, and we're going to get right back on it tomorrow. Going to Pittsburgh. Our schedule has changed a little bit this upcoming weekend. Instead of staying Pitt State on Friday, we're going to play them tomorrow due to rain in the forecast. So we'll get right back on the bus tomorrow and head to Pittsburgh.
I'm sure, you know, that's kind of a tough line to walk, because on one hand, those long road trips can be grueling and they're just not easy to make. But on the other hand, you know, you get time to bond and spend time with your team away from the stressors of being on the diamond and getting work done. So do you enjoy those trips and getting to know your team a little bit better, especially now as the year starts to wind down? Do you cherish maybe those road trips a little bit more, especially with those seniors?
Yes, for sure. I actually am somebody who likes playing on the road, if I'm going to be honest. You know, you don't really have to worry about field maintenance or anything like that or weather. You know, you just get on the bus and go and let the other team deal with that stuff. But it's nice to be able to spend time with the girls, especially the seniors, you know, because, you know, it's winding down here. And just being able to get to know them a little bit better and spend time with them has been really nice.
Well, I bring up the seniors especially because I was lucky enough to be on the broadcast of the MIAA Network for your Senior Day doubleheader against Rogers State, who is a heck of a team. But it was so fun to see the fight in your group against a team of that caliber and putting up, especially in Game 2, such a strong fight. And really, it was one inning that kind of got away from you. But just I felt like it kind of encapsulated this group of seniors and the grit and the fight that they showed against a team like Rogers State, who is so, so talented. Just tell me, you know, your impressions of this senior class and maybe the legacy that they leave behind here as this year wraps up.
You know, when they were my first recruiting class here at Newman, and the strides that we have made under these seniors has been huge, you know, and it may not show exactly in a ton of wins over the course of the years, but I know how much different it is now than when they got here, and that's a credit to them to helping trying to change the culture here, to the work ethic they bring, the attitude, the great teammates and people that they are, and they've been huge in helping us trying to, you know, get this program going in the right direction.
And I would say big positive strides made this year as you continue to push this thing forward, and some really nice showings, especially this last week. You know, you come away with 4 wins in 6 games, and you sweep at William Jewell in a pair of thrilling wins. You get a couple of really nice wins against Kearney and at Fort Hays State, and you compete really well in the other two contests within that as well. So how do you feel like this group has moved forward and improved over the course of the season, especially in the last week or so?
I think just their mentality. You know, we had been struggling offensively the last few weeks prior to this last week, and you know, we just tried to figure out what we could do offensively to try and get some runs on the board. So the last week at practice, we've been having hitting competitions, just trying to make everything competitive with their at bats and everything. And it seems to have worked this last week. We've scored a lot more runs this past week than we had in the previous few weeks combined. So that was nice to see. It's nice to see the girls having fun at practice and competing and bringing that to the field. You know, at William Jewell, we were down in both those games, and we came back in the 6th and 7th innings and found a way to win those. And then at Kearney, it was weird because, I mean, we were getting runners on base. You know, we weren't necessarily scoring, but we scored 10 runs in an inning, which is crazy. And then at Fort Hays the very next day, we were getting runners on base, just weren't able to score them, you know, the first few innings. And then we found a way to score 8 runs in an inning. So this team has the ability, even when we're down, to find a way to score some runs and keep us in it. And so, I mean, we always have a chance, you know, because I think that we have that ability to get those runs on the board when we need to.
That'll certainly be a crucial aspect of this week, as you mentioned, heading to Pitt State tomorrow against a team like the Gorillas, who's having such a talented group kind of step up this year. I noticed they're in the regional rankings now, so that'll be a tough opponent, not to mention the road trip. But you're going to have to put up some runs in a matchup like that to be competitive and give yourself a chance against a team that's playing so well like Pittsburgh State. So how do you feel like that can carry over from this past weekend into this week?
You know, I feel like the kids are playing with confidence right now, and obviously Pitt State's a very good team. You know, they have some very good hitters, as well as some very good pitching. So we're just going to need to go out there and you know, play relaxed, have fun, play our game, and you never know what can happen. Crazy things happen in this sport, and just go out there and play pitch by pitch and go up there and have confident at bats, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm looking at the, you know, the schedule here, and like we mentioned, this is kind of winding down this final week of games, and you guys are very much alive in the MIAA Conference Tournament standings if you can go grab a couple of wins this weekend. Have you talked about what's available there for the taking with your team and the opportunity that lies ahead of them this week and trying to push into the postseason tournament?
Yeah, we haven't talked about it much with the team because we kind of feel like they've been better off the less we talk about it. But amongst the coaches, we've definitely talked about it. And we know early on in the year, we kind of let go of some chances that would have been great opportunities to help get us in the mix. And then the few weeks there where we weren't scoring any runs, we really let go of some opportunities to help get us into the conference tournament. So we know that we have to go out there and win some games this weekend. And, you know, we might need some help along the way a little bit, but that's all we can do right now is go out there and play to the best of our ability and see if we can come away with some wins.
Now, a big part of coming away with wins, especially on the road, is pitching. And I felt like Jackie Gold of late has continued to just get better and better and put forth a really good showing against Nebraska Kearney to help give you that victory. And she's done some nice things as well with like the Fort Hays doubleheader. So what can you tell me about Jackie and how she's come along in the circle this season?
Jackie's been huge for this team. She's a senior, obviously, and she transferred in from Weber State last year. She's one of the more mature kids that we have on the team. You know, I call her Mama Jackie because she kind of takes care of all the younger kids. But she's been doing a great job for us, you know, for the majority of the season. And it was a rough stretch there where she was pitching well and we weren't really scoring runs for her. But this last week or so, it's been nice to see her pitching well and then our hitters trying to come around as well and scoring some runs for her. So it's been awesome to see that. And, you know, she's obviously going to be on the mound for us the next couple doubleheaders we have. And we'll see if we can score some runs and see what happens.
It's going to be big, and I'd love to see that, and I'm sure she would as well. Just kind of gives her a little bit more less stress, right, to work with when you get a little run support, and confident pitchers can be a little bit more confident even with a run or two behind them, and that'll go a long way. But talking about that offensive development, the offense hasn't really relied much on just one name of late, and you mentioned those big innings this past week. That's a team effort to put up 8 runs in an inning or 10 runs in an inning. How do you manage a lineup that can just keep the line moving like that and put up such big numbers in one frame?
It's crazy, you know. The offensive struggles that we've had the last few weeks, you know, it was hard to watch at times because we knew the capabilities we had offensively. And then for us to come out there and score 10 runs in an inning and 8 runs in an inning, you're just like, girls, where has this been? Because we know that they have that potential. But I think their mindset has changed and, you know, they're looking to pass the bat to the next girl and let her do her job. We've been having good, productive at-bats. We're not swinging at bad pitches. We're just playing with a lot more confidence, and that has been really good to see because we started the season hitting that way. And then, like I said, you know, we had a span there where we just weren't very productive offensively, but it's been nice to see them kind of relax as the season goes along and to fight up there and to find a way to get the hitting back a little bit, you know, to give our pitchers, you know, a little more relief from having to hold them to one run, you know, because we were struggling so bad scoring some runs. But it's been really good to see that out of these kids.
Now, as you head into this week, we mentioned two difficult tests on the road, beginning with Pittsburgh State here, which the schedule was altered and pushed it up a little bit. So you have a little less time to prepare for this particular doubleheader. But what do you need to get done on the field to give yourself the best chance to pull off a game or two out of, a very talented Pittsburgh State team?
I think, obviously, we need to limit their big hitters to the big hits. They have a couple kids that when they get on base, they're going to steal bases. So trying to keep them off the bases is going to be critical, as well as having good competitive at-bats. You know, go up there and make their pitcher, you know, throw to us. Don't chase her pitches. And then I think it's going to be big that we limit that big inning, you know, where sometimes things don't go our way and we let it snowball. Limit those type of innings and give ourselves a chance at the end. And I think those are going to be the big things going forward into this weekend.
All right. Well, Coach, as always, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us and to highlight your team and all the great things that you're putting together this year and heading into now the final stretch of your year. So we really appreciate it, and best of luck this week, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Andrea Gustafson, head softball coach of your Newman Jets here on the JetCast. We'll take a quick time out and be back with more right after this here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now over the phone by head women's soccer coach Dylan Grunzel. Coach, how are we doing today? It's been a while since I got to catch up with you last.
It's good. The weather's not terrible. It's not windy. It's not cold. And I'm happy for that. I'll take that any day.
And I know you guys have been busy. It's your off season, but do you ever really get an off season? I mean, if you're not in your season, you're still working out and getting the girls their action in the weight room, or getting them some spring exhibition action, or getting this team built towards what you're getting ready for next summer, or next season, I should say. So is there an off season for you at all?
Probably a little bit around the holidays. That's probably about it, though. Whether it's, you know, obviously with the fall, we're competing, trying to win as many games as we can. And in the spring, we're working on making our players better on the field and in the weight room and as people. And then the summer, we start preparing again for the fall. So I feel like it never ends, except for maybe a little bit around the holidays.
Well, I hope you get to at least enjoy yourself a little bit now that the weather is nicer, because it's been beautiful here lately. But let's talk about some of this spring action that you guys have been taking in, you know, both in the weight room and getting some exhibitions in with some area schools. And I know that there's a lot of work still to be done over the off season to get where you want to be come fall camp and come August once the schedule starts rolling. But where do you feel like you're at, and how can you maybe encapsulate what you've been up to the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just trying to kind of develop more of an identity for our team and really try to build on that into, you know, going into my third season this coming fall. And that's been kind of the focus of like how we want to play and what we want to do. And so I think the girls have bought into that really well, not only on the field, but off the field as well. You know, we talk a lot about being good people and being good human beings when we step away from the field. And so they've done a great job of that within the community. And also on the field, like I said, trying to buy in and clean up some things that we struggled at in the fall, whether it's a technical piece or a tactical piece in the game. They've had a great, you know, a great spring in that regard. We've had some good competition, and we've, like I said, learned a lot of things about ourselves. We've tried some things with success and some failures. But overall, it was a good spring. It was good for the girls, good atmosphere, good energy, and so I'm excited to see where the fall takes us.
Well, now, what's maybe left of the spring still for you? I know classes are starting to wrap up, finals are around the corner. Do you get any more action before the girls get to head home for a little bit and relax before you hit the ground running come this summer and into the fall?
No, they'll finish up their last couple weight sessions with strength and conditioning, and then we're doing a kind of having a fun like team building event where we're doing a team Olympics. So we separate the players into two teams, and they compete for a trophy and a prize. With you know, they're going to do a basketball game, they're going to do a kickball game, they're going to have a walking soccer game, and then they're going to have a volleyball game. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. And then we have our last alumni game this weekend, where we'll, you know, split up our players and split up our alumni and start to develop some of those connections with players of the past. And that can ultimately try to help our players going into the future. So that's kind of the goal that we have. And it's going to be a laid-back week, a fun week, a lot of good energy, a lot of things that we're excited about.
Well, that is so fun. I really like the alumni game aspect, because that's such a cool way to involve past members of the program and get them involved in, with what you're building now. Have you done that much in the past? I know you mentioned you're heading into year three. Is that something that you're trying to ramp up a little bit more and getting the past players here at Newman involved with what you're building right now?
Yeah, it's something that we're continually trying to grow, especially because I think within our women's soccer program, most of your coaches have, four-ish years somewhere in that round, and then they move on or, whatever the situation may be. And so just having that chance to really develop those relationships just because of the turnover of the position. And so, with me being from Wichita, going to high school, some of the alumni, coached here as an assistant, and now as a head coach, and it's trying to develop those relationships, not only to have them back for alumni games and get them apparel and stuff like that, but it's also how can they help our current players maybe in their career field. So we ask them, do you want to be a mentor of sorts for maybe somebody in the nursing field that's wanting a better understanding of what it looks like, being a nurse after school, or in the business world, things like that. So that's what we're trying to do with our alumni is tie all that together. That way they feel more involved, and we want to make sure we grow that so they feel part of our program, not only for the 4 years they're here, but, for however long they want to be involved, whether it's, their time right after Newman or, until they're 85 years old. We want them to be involved in every way possible, and that's kind of our goal.
Well, that's such a cool thing that you're building, and still so young in your tenure here at Newman. It's such a big piece to build for the future, not just with what you're going to have in the locker room and on the field this coming season, but for years and years to come to build those relationships and everything. So that's such a cool aspect. But Coach, I did want to kind of jump off of that, being now heading towards your third season. You've done some big things and taken steps forward in each of the last 2 years now, but what is next for this program? What's the next big step that you're looking for into this off season and into come August once you start that third season?
I think the biggest thing is we want to make the conference tournament. I think we're fully capable of doing that next year, whether it's going in as a top four seed or in as the next four in. I think that's the goal that I have for myself individually, is how can I do everything possible to put our team in a position to get into the conference tournament. As our conference, like I said, across every sport, it's just so difficult. And you could end up as you could go in and beat the first place team, and then you could lose to the last place team any given week. So it's, doing the best I can for myself and with our staff of preparing our players and putting them in the best position possible, and then making sure they understand what they need to do to accomplish that. So I'd say that's our number one goal, is let's get into the MIAA tournament and see where it takes us.
That's a big step forward, and I know you're right there on the cusp of it for this year, but how do you build this program forward? What kinds of things do you have to add to or improve upon to get to that point with maybe some new additions? Because I want to talk a little recruiting. We can't talk specific players or anything, but like, what are the characteristics of athletes that you're looking for, the kinds of people that you want to build around to help continue to further that mission to making the conference tournament this next year and then beyond into the future?
I think within our current class coming in, I think we have some kids that have, are coming in as they're part of winning programs. And that's something that we're trying to change here is, to consistently bring in players that want to come in and compete and want to win. And that's what we're bringing in more and more. And, like I said, I've been excited with our current players and how they've, change their mindset of like, hey, we're looking to win. We want to go win these games, but also bringing in players that will complement that and be on the same mindset of that. So that's what I'm excited for. And then I've also been really, really pleased with the development of our younger players and our, returning juniors and so on. And they've done a great job of growing. And so, that's something that I've enjoyed. And that's something that we need, is players that want to come in and want to make an impact on the scoreboard and help us, whether it's stopping shots or saving goals to scoring goals. Like, we need both. And so I'm excited for that from our current players and our new players coming in. I think we have a good mixture of players.
Well, one thing, Coach, that you mentioned a little earlier in this interview is that you want to develop your athletes both on the field and in the community a little bit. And I know you've been busy doing exactly that. And I've seen some posts about your team volunteering with a local food bank and getting involved in Wichita and the things going on around campus, not just on campus, but into the community. Tell me a little bit about that venture and what it's been like to see your team get in touch with the surrounding area.
Yeah, so two things we've done this spring. So we work with a food pantry that our spiritual companion, Jenny Wiley, set up for us. And we did that last year. I think we did it the year before, and we did it this year as well for the spring. And so it's a chance for our girls to kind of put together food items for people that are maybe less fortunate and need help in that regard. And so it was great for our girls to be involved in that and see how they can contribute to help others. So that was one thing we've done, and we'll continue to do that. And Jenny, our spiritual companion, does such a great job with that. And she's, like I said, she's excellent. She's an alum of the program. So she's been great in helping the girls with that. And so we love that part of it. And then most recently, we partnered with our men's soccer program and went out to Cloud Elementary with an alumni as well that was part of cheer and dance here at Newman. And she works at Cloud Elementary and, you know, has a lot of kids that play soccer in her classroom, in her elementary class. And so we went out after their school for their recess and played soccer with them. So that was really cool to be a part of that, you know, and helping the youth in the community as well, and giving them some ideas and see how we play and let them get to know our players. And also we got to tie in with an alumni from Newman, obviously not a soccer player, but an alumni nonetheless that, you know, that's happy to be a part of with her. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that. I think that's one thing we agreed on afterwards is, like, we want to do this as much as we can to help out in any way in the community. So two good things to be a part of. I was really excited about, and like I said, looking forward to those things in the future as well.
That is so fun. I didn't know about that. Playing with some potential future Jets, right? I love that. It's so cool. Well, Coach, the last thing I got for you before you get to go and enjoy the rest of the beautiful weather today in our area, you know, it's seems like it's a long way off, but August 15th and that first exhibition matchup with Butler is going to be here before you know it. September 5th and the true season opener is going to be here before you know it. What has to take place between now and then in to be where you want to be and hit the ground running in 2024?
I think it boils down to, for us as a staff, is preparing what we want to accomplish in those first couple days and first couple weeks to put our team in a good mindset and a good tactical piece of what we need to accomplish. That's going to be the number one thing for us, is making sure we're prepared and we're organized for them. Because if we're not going to be, then they're not going to be. So that's going to be the number one thing for our staff. And then for our players is when you get back home and you have a break from school, is take care of your body, you know, get into the gym, getting touches on the soccer ball, whatever it may be, to make sure we come in and we're ready to go and we're not fighting we have to get fit first and then figure out the soccer piece. Whereas we need our players to, you know, go home, stay fit, because you should be fit right now after the spring. Same with our current kids coming in. They're all competing right now. So we want to make sure that, hey, just don't take a couple months off. Take care of your body. Get into the weight room. Get into the running piece. Get into the soccer piece. Take care of yourselves and be ready to hit the ground running come August.
Awesome. Well, Coach, thank you again for taking the time to speak with us and give us the update on the spring festivities with your group, both on and off the field. We look forward to seeing the big steps forward come this fall. But again, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Dylan Grunzel, head women's soccer coach of York Newman Jets, here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. We'll take a quick timeout and be back with more right after this here again on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com, or find great specials on Facebook.
Wrapping up episode 121 on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. As, again, the school year is wrapping up, the athletic calendar wrapping up as well. And, man, it's kind of a tough pill to swallow. I'm so enveloped in all Jets athletics and everything going on. It's kind of sad for me when it all stops for the school year. And I'm kind of left sitting there wondering, well, what do I do now? But it's okay, because we still have one more JetCast left on the year. It's going to be a fantastic show to put a bow on what has been a fantastic year here in Wichita, and to look ahead a little bit, look forward to what we're building into 2024-25 and what will be here before you know it, with the month of August and the fall sports getting underway, and it will blink and we'll be right back into it next year. So already looking forward to that. But again, big thank you to Mo Rowletter for joining us on the show today, as well as head softball coach Andrea Gustafson. And of course, women's soccer head coach Dylan Grunzel. Really appreciate him taking some time out of his busy spring schedule to give us an off-season update on Jets women's soccer. That was such a fun conversation with him. Really excited for the things that he and his team are building towards for this fall. And, you know, he'll be one of the final people that we talk to this school year, but he'll be one of the first that we visit with next year as well. So really look forward to what's to come with him, because again, August will be here before you know it. But before we put an end to this show today, again, don't forget, today, Jets softball in action this afternoon at Pittsburgh State. You can follow the action on the Newman Jets app. Just go to the softball section in the app and there'll be live stats. There'll also be a link to the MIAA video feed as well on the MIAA network, too, if you want to follow that this afternoon starting at 1 o'clock. Of course, if you don't have that Newman Jets app, you're missing out. Download it today. It's free both for iPhone and for Android users. So just search Newman Jets app and you'll be in good hands for the rest of time with live stats, audio streams, recaps, preview stories, everything you need to follow the Newman Jets. It's available right there in the palm of your hand. Also, beginning on Friday evening, Jets baseball. You'll want to follow that tightly, because they are just one game out of MIAA postseason contention, and they have a big three-game set with Emporia State. If they can grab a couple of wins, they might just find themselves in the postseason for the second straight year, and we would certainly be rooting for that. For one more big weekend of Jets athletics to talk about and preview next week. But we'll talk some baseball regardless of the outcome next week. So be sure to follow along there through the app and on the MIAA network as well. And we'll be excited to talk more about it next week. But that is going to wrap up episode 121 on the JetCast here today. Thanks so much for tuning in as always. We'll be back for one final show in the spring of 2024 next week. So be on the lookout by going to NewmanJets.com/podcast and subscribing today. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this has been the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
The Newman Jets are now full members of the MIAA. Now, we need your full support. Help the Jets soar by joining the Aviator Club, Newman's premier level of athletic support. Your assistance directly impacts student athletes and can be designated for facilities, uniforms, media coverage, or your favorite team. Receive exclusive benefits and support the Navy in Red at NewmanJets.com/Aviator Club. That's NewmanJets.com/Aviator Club, or call 316-942-4291 and ask for athletics.